From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Not enough American students want to be engineers, mathematicians, or scientists. The Obama administration wants to change that. They are spending money to do it. The government will invest $3 billion in the education of young Americans in science, technology, engineering, and math. The four areas together are known as STEM. Many jobs in the STEM fields will open in the coming years. The U.S. government's investment aims to increase the number of Americans who can take those jobs. Yet girls appear far less interested in STEM subjects than boys. Only 25% of STEM students are girls. Kamsie McAdams is at the U.S. Education Department. She says girls simply do not feel welcome in STEM subjects. Ms. McAdams says young women look at industries such as engineering and computer science and see most of the leaders are men.
We as women want to have people that look like us, people that we can relate to. A lot of times what distracts people from entering the field or even when they get the degree keeps them from wanting to work in the field is because they don't feel welcomed.
Debbie Sterling is an engineer. She invented a construction toy for girls. The name of the toy is Goldie Blocks. Ms. Sterling hopes Goldie Blocks will help girls develop spatial skills. Spatial skills help engineers and builders to think about objects in three dimensions. Mia is a 7-year-old girl who likes science. In her room, she has no fashion dolls. Instead, she has a pegboard, wheels, blocks, and an inventor's journal to write her observations. Mia received a set of Goldie blocks from her grandmother. She learned to make a machine with the blocks.
When my grandmother first sent me the present, the spinning machine, I was really excited. I knew it had to do with engineering.
Experts say parents should do more than just buy toys to interest their girls in STEM subjects. They should also provide a good education. At school, girls should participate in projects that require teamwork and creative thinking. Women in scientific and technical jobs are also working to encourage young women to explore STEM. One is Anu Tiwari. She started Technovation Challenge. The challenge is an international competition for young women from 10 to 18 years old. Technovation offers girls the opportunity to learn how to start a company and become high-tech entrepreneurs. Since 2009, over 2,500 girls have developed mobile phone applications. They learn to launch startup companies through Technovation. And that's the Education Report. I'm Ann Ball.